It's July 28th, and this is your Michigan Minute. This day in 1967 marked the end of the Detroit race riot, or rebellion, depending on who you ask. It was the bloodiest incident in the long, hot summer of 1967, and President Johnson even sent in two U.S. Army divisions. When the dust settled, over 43 people were dead, and nearly 1,200 were injured. It remained one of the most destructive and deadly to occur within the U.S. since the New York City draft riots of 1863 during the Civil War, and was only surpassed by the 1992 L.A. riots. Arguably, the most influential impact was finally an impetus of some political change, with figures like Mayor Coleman Young enacting policies to help integrate the city. It also helped pave the way for the election of Irma Henderson in 1972, first black president of the Detroit Common Council, where she fought against racial discrimination in the justice system. And that is your Michigan Minute.